Carl Thompson from Canada. Can you talk a little bit about what brought you to the series?
Well, as you know, JJ, Compass 360 has been racing in the series since 2004, and we've been sort of grown to become one of the top teams in Street Tuner. Obviously, we were in 2007, 2008, we were second in the championship, and finally last year we were able to bring home all three, which was pretty pretty exciting for us. You know, we've done what we can this year to bring a pretty stout driver lineup to our four-car team in defense of that championship. But I got to tell you, first off, it's great to have Continental here as our primary sponsor now for the series. You know, it sounds like they've got a multi-year deal going. And on top of that, you know, the tires are great. I'm looking forward to the activation and a lot of the stuff that they're going to be doing with the fans throughout the year.
I remember the Firestone Firehawk Endurance Championship in 1985, debuting at Sebring, running a 24-hour race at Watkins Glen International. And that series did well for throughout the 80s and into the 90s, and it seems the Canadians kept it alive with the Motorola Cup, which eventually became what is became the Grand Am Cup and then the Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge.
Absolutely. I remember when I came to the series back in 2004, Canadians represented about 20% of the grid, which means we're overrepresented by about 100%. And certainly, I don't know if it's ice racing or the fact that we, you know, spend a lot of time playing hockey, or and it gives us a good sense of balance or what. But certainly, a bunch of the teams here are from north of the border, and it's exciting to bring bring our game to the environment here, which is, I think, some of the best racing in North America or on the planet.
Now, to build your Acuras into race cars, do you take them from the showrooms the way we tell people these are showroom cars being raced as race cars?
Absolutely. You could say that the Continental Tire Series represents true stock car racing, because we take these cars right off of the dealer showroom floor. You know, they got their radios and dashes and airbags and nice interiors in them, and we strip them out and turn them into race cars. So these are real cars that you could buy in the showroom that we're allowed some modifications from the series for safety and for performance, but they're pretty close to stock.
Now, if I bought one of your cars, what would I have to do to convert it back to a street car?
It would give you a pretty harsh ride on the street the way that it's set up for racing. But obviously, you probably want to take the cage out and put the interior back in, and you might soften the suspension a little bit. But other than that, you could take the cars and drive them home, put a plate on them and drive them home.
Well, it's pretty easy to pick out the Compass 360 cars on the racetrack. They're all bright orange.
They are. The three cars that we ran last year are bright orange. It's sort of our signature color livery. We've been running that since 2007 when we had the Acuras. Now that we've moved to the Honda Civic SIs, which we feel is a fabulous platform, obviously won the championship for us in Honda last year. We're going to continue with that color scheme, although you may have noticed that our new number 77 car is inverted. It's black with orange, and we're going to call that one the black sheep for now.
Now, what's the driver look like for 2010?
Yeah, we put together a pretty solid driver lineup. I think we've got the best driver combinations in the ST paddock, and we worked pretty hard to put those together. Our number 74 car has David Telenius, who drove with Fenton Motorsports for the past couple of years in a similar car, and he impressed us with his qualifying efforts, and he's going to co-drive with Lawson Aschenbach, who may remember having won some GT championships and having been a Cadillac factory driver. Our 75 car, we've got Zach Lutz, who impressed us in his Mustang Challenge drives last year, along with Ryan Eversley, who's another pro driver who's driven in the series for many years. So those two cars, I think, are very strong. Our 76 car, we've got Gregory Lafouge, who's coming to us as Rookie of the Year from the Jim Russell School. So he's an open wheel guy, and he's making the move into sports cars, which I think is pretty exciting and is a trend that we're seeing more and more often, where the open wheel guys, you know, I see a lot more opportunity in sports cars than I do in where I'm at. So Greg is going to drive alongside Jesse Combs, who's an MX-5 Cup driver, and he's again moving up the ladder into the Pro Series. Jesse did a great job the last time he was in the MX-5s. He finished fourth in the championship. And certainly both of those guys were right on the pace with our other two cars. So that's pretty exciting. The 77 car we're using for drivers who come and like to drive with us but can't commit to a whole year. So we sort of have this little jigsaw puzzle of drivers that fit in there. And I actually end up coming and driving that car every now and again as well.
Yeah, who do we expect to see in that car at Daytona?
At Daytona, we're going to have Donald and Benoit Teague, who come from Quebec. So certainly the temperatures here this weekend, if it's anything like that, they'll be good because they're ice racing experts. But they're going to join us for the Daytona race, and they'll be back for Trois-Rivières, of course.
Yeah, well, I remember the street tuner class in the Fresh from Florida 200 last year was fabulous racing, and any of 10 guys could have won it as the race wound down. And didn't Lawson Aschenbach wind up winning it on a last lap pass?
You know, there's a reason Lawson's driving with this this year. When Ray and I were looking to put together our driver lineups for 2010, we sort of looked around the paddock and thought, you know, who gave us the most headaches last year? And that would have been Lawson. So we figured he'd probably be a pretty good guy to come and join us. And he, you know, all of the guys have been just amazing in practice. You can see our cars have done very well in practice this weekend. And I think we've got a good defense ready for the championship.
We talked about orange cars. It was a blue car that you literally drove into the paddock at Miller Motorsports Park. And this car, I guess, we're going to see on track at Homestead Miami Speedway. Could you talk a little bit about it?
That certainly is our plan at the moment. We have a Mitsubishi Evolution 10, which we're hoping will be homologated as a GS car. It's a little bit of an unusual car for a class that, you know, primarily is front engine, rear-wheel drive V8s. You know, if you think of the Mustang, Camaro, Challenger, even the BMW M3. But the Subaru WRX STI and the Audi S4, which are four-wheel drive cars, they've been homologated recently, and we've got some good support from Mitsubishi, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to bring the car out and demonstrate that it's competitive.
You're going to have it a test day at Homestead, and there's still no plans to race it yet, from what I hear.
The plan is to bring it to Homestead and run it on a promoter test day. Some of that's going to depend on if we can get the build and all of the tuning to the point where we want it by then. I wouldn't mind having it out for a test day before we show up at Homestead, just to make sure that things are as we think they were. We've obviously already had the car out a couple of times, and it's pretty much where we expect it to be. So I think it'd be a great addition to the class if we can demonstrate that it's competitive.
Well, it would not be the only new car to the Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge. There's a number of new cars, starting with the Camaros and the Audis coming in.
This really does have to be the most exciting racing series in North America right now. There's great growth in this series. We have, as you say, a bunch of new cars and teams that are showing up. The Camaros look great. They're fabulous-looking cars on the track. I think the guys are getting the Challenger worked out after some teething troubles. You know, obviously, we talked about the Subaru is in ST, and Kia is coming. They're not here this weekend, but they've got their Forte Coupes, which they'll be bringing. And so I think there's a really good Audi S4 as well, which is another, you know, a new addition to the series. We've got a lot of growth. If you look there, we haven't had a lot of attrition team-wise, but this is the busiest test days I can remember for ages.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Now, the Fresh in Florida 200 is on a Friday, the day before the Rolex 24, but this year's schedule has the Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge and the Rolex Series competing on the same day, which is a Saturday, at just about every venue.
And I think that's great for the fans. I think it's you know, a great opportunity to come make a good day with the family, to come and see some great racing, arguably the best racing that's available in North America right now. The Continental Challenge is great because the cars are really like the ones that you can buy and take home. And then, you know, the prototypes and the GTs put on a pretty fabulous show. It's really close racing, and nobody knows in either series who's going to win right pretty much till the last lap.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Trois-Rivières. Well, Three Rivers, as we call it down here, is it's going to be a street race, the one street race on the schedule, but it's also got a different format this year.
You're talking about going driving in the, at the nighttime? That is going to be absolutely fabulous. We tried it with practice. Mark Rafhoff, I think, convinced the promoter to say, "Well, would, you know, let's practice at night and see what happens." And then it was so exciting; everybody was blown away. Of course, you know, the cars look very, very vibrant at night. We got glowing race pads and the lights coming out of the darkness. And it's a street course, so it's, you know, it's reasonably tight and twisty and no mistakes. I think the fans are going to be treated to an absolutely phenomenal event at Trois Rivières this year.
In addition to running the race team, you also run a marketing company, right?
I do. Compass 360 is a marketing communications company that specializes in brand development and deployment. We're based in Toronto, but we've got clients all over North America. And we're primarily known for taking brands that are broken or damaged, and we have a process that we take them through called Brand Aid. And that helps repair them and put them back into a better light, and then we'll deploy them maybe into packaging or television ads or things like that.
Does the racing help the business or vice versa?
Absolutely. There's a pretty good synergy between them. You know, we're the agency of record for the Mustang Challenge, which is another Grand Am sanctioned series, which will be around on most of the Grand Am weekends, another great series. So certainly, and then we've got some automotive clients as well. But yeah, it's nice to be able to be in the paddock and do some business and do some racing at the same time.
Okay, well, if you're interested, Speed TV is going to have just about every race this year on a delayed basis, and addition to the Rolex Series races, which are going to be broadcast live.
We've had great partners with Speed for many years. I think people don't realize that almost every race has been televised, and Continental Challenge and Rolex have similar rating numbers, which are very strong. So I think having, you know, all of the races on TV this year, tape delayed, is going to be great for the fans. You can come and actually watch the race at the track, and then a week later you actually be able to go home and watch the race on TV from a whole bunch of different camera angles.
When you watch, it'll be easy to pick up the Compass 360 cars that Carl Thompson prepares. They're bright orange, running near the front.
We certainly hope so, and we'll look forward to seeing you and all the fans at the track.
Thank you very much, Carl.